Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Golden State Warriors always have a chance as long as you have Steph Curry and the Sagadoff Strikeman on your team.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay.
Did he say Saginaw Straggler or Saginaw Strangler?
I'm more comfortable with Straggler, but I think it was Strangler.
I think Rudy Gobert would hear it a different way.
I bet he would.
So he said it two different times. Here's the first time.
Draymond is a Saginaw Straggler.
Oh, that definitely sounds like Straggler.
Agreed. Yeah.
And then the second one.
The Golden State Warriors always have a chance as long as you have Steph Curry and the Saginaw Straggler on your team.
That one's a little bit less definitive.
Yep. I mean...
And Plax has got a little twang now.
Little twang.
Yeah, so like when he said Straggler, I don't know if he meant Straggler.
I think he meant Straggler.
Do you? Because yes. I don't think Draymond would like being called a Straggler. That's not like the Saginaw Straggler makes it sound like he's like
stand on it.
Yeah. He's from Saginaw. He waits in the back. Like what do we say?
Stand on what you say.
What is the
stand on what you do?
A straggler is like a hanger on or
Draymond
like,
is a Saginaw Straggler.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's an IDK.
Yeah, the straggler is just somebody who kind of lags behind,
right.
I think.
Is that what he means?
I think he means yeah, that he like, just kind of, he was in Saginaw, and then he just kind of straggled on down 75 miles, I'm looking at it, to Lansing, which is where Michigan State is. So he is a straggler. Plaxico's about 10 years older than Draymond. So
then we got to fight.
I'm sure he's got a little bit of that big brother, little brother thing going, you know, between he and Draymond. Day-day!
I'm Googling Saginaw Straggler.
I already did it and nothing came up.
Nothing?
No.
Draymond is a Saginaw Straggler.
Yeah, that's clear cut.
What happens if you... damn it. I just Googled Saginaw Strangler and now my Instagram is going to be all about murder shows. That's probably what's going to happen next. Yeah, I don't think there's not a whole lot for either of them.
Well, AI came through as always, and Saginaw Straggler Draymond Green appears to be a combination of Draymond Green's origin and a description of his ability to overcome adversity, similar to a straggler in a race who catches up. So,
okay, then maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah. I was going to do Saginaw.
I don't trust AI.
The Golden State Warriors always have a chance as long as you have Steph Curry and the Saginaw Strikeman on your team.
Yeah. I mean, we could call Allen Iverson and see if he's got anything to say about it. I would trust that AI. Oh. But yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It was fun either way.
Don't Google Saginaw Strangler.
I already did. It's too late.
You better be careful.
Not making the air.
I tried to back out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, click the arrow. I was just kidding. But, yeah, we'll see. All those murder shows on Netflix are probably going to show up in my feed now.
Man, these phones, they're always listening. They're always listening.
I don't know if there are two words in the English language.
These phones, man.
They can make you sound older than, man. These phones.
I love these phones, but...
What are we going to do about these phones?
I don't like that the phone is always listening. So you might be having a conversation about something, and then you go later in the day to a social media feed, and up pops an ad. It's like, I haven't searched for that. Oh, that's right. Mark and I were having a conversation about that.
There's no question about this anymore.
These phones, man.
Yeah, you either want to live on this planet or you don't. You get to choose. I mean... This is what we're doing.
Right.
Sometimes you got to just do what we're doing.
And I do it. I'm not that kinda bothered by it.
Yeah, but you're your own little personal protest with you're like, I'm going to do an Android. Like
it's not, again, if you want to open up this can, you can open it up. It has nothing to do with protest. I find these products, and I have a PC. I don't have a Mac, a cute little Mac with a half an apple on it.
You're telling on yourself right now.
Like, I'm not. I don't like those products.
I know you don't.
Yike. It has nothing to do with a protest.
No, but it's
it has to do with preference.
Yeah,
I prefer this.
But I think part of the reason you
not
prefer
not
it,
even a tiny scintilla of it.
No, because, yes, the whole thing, like what, there's a little sort of an anti in there.
They're
like, you don't want to do what everybody else is doing.
I prefer superiority, and I think that these products are superior. It has nothing to do with you, Grandy, and Lucas, and how I show up green or whatever I show up. I could give a rat's behind about you three and where
green.
I show up.
You've been showing up green every Thursday, Friday, and Monday lately.
Damn right.
Yeah, I was
take that for data.
Transition right there.
Seattle. Yeah. Yeah, Seattle. Lay the point and a half. Of course I will. Cuckoo.
Yeah, cuckoo.
The picks are in. Stay tuned. 40 minutes.
Yeah, 4:50. And we're going to have to, actually, I'm going to let everybody know, like, because Plaque's kind of like, he jimmied with our clock a little bit. So I'm going to make it 4:48.
Okay.
Because I don't want to rush you.
No.
This is too important. So update, if you want Dibs' picks, you need to be here at 4:48, not 4:50. Be early.
Yep.
Are you one of those people that thinks if you're not early, you're late?
Absolutely.
You are?
Oh, yeah. And I instill that in my children.
Does it work?
It does when they have to deal with me, and I love and respect them for that. I don't know what they do in the rest of their world, but when it's a dad thing, they are 2 minutes early.
If I tell you, you got to be there at 1, and so you're actually saying 12:58.
I'll be parked at 12:55.
But if they show up at 1, are you on them?
No.
Okay.
No, one's cool.
Okay, so on time is okay.
Even, honestly, I'll give a grace. As long as it's not, we got to catch a train.
We should have asked Plax about this.
Yep.
What, didn't he play for Tom Coughlin?
Yes, absolutely.
And Coughlin was the one who started fining dudes for not being early enough.
Yeah.
Be here at 1, and they would show up at 12:57 and be like, you're fine.
Yeah.
And they were like, the hell are you talking about?
That's a tough one. But... And I would always give my kids, depending on the situation, you get 3 to 5 minutes. A lot of times when they were in middle school, I'd pick them up at the meeting spot, and I'm going to give you 3 to 4 minutes, and if you're not there, now I'm calling you, and now I'm angry.
Okay.
Because I'm picking you up. You could be on the bus. You could be on, AC Transit.
Yeah, or you could be on your tennis shoes.
Whatever you could be.
Walk.
I'm here parked on El Patio waiting for you guys to come on down, so you're going to be there. Anyway, come on, come at me, text line.
Boxer.
Come on.
The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line said Dibs is a smartphone straggler.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't have the iPhone 15 Pro.
Jeremiah is a Saginaw straggler.
Dan Dibley is a smartphone straggler.
I'm the Samsung straggler is what I am, because I like the Samsung.
You're the Samsung struggler.
Not at
That's
all.
That's what you are.
My phone is money.
Struggling.
Yeah.
We all trying to text each other videos, and you ruin the whole thing.
And leave me out
like,
of it.
I can't see it. It's tiny. I can't see this. Right.
It's never tiny. It might be grainy. And if I send you videos, it usually is grainy.
You don't send me any videos.
But that's a you problem.
You don't send me any videos.
I have sent all of you 2 videos this year.
And nobody gets them.
I sent you a yakin from my daughter.
That was funny.
And I sent you a 7 hours from her. 7. She was ready for 7.
7. All right.
Anyway.
Anyway, speaking of numbers, Steiny was 61 today, and that prompted a call from the great Bob Myers. And we're going in to a really, really interesting weekend. And so I thought this conversation ended up being pretty kind of revealing in certain ways, right? We talked earlier about Monday morning, and what do y'all think is going to be going on when we come back Monday morning? Sure, there's the obvious one. Did the Niners win? Did the Niners lose? All right, we'll all reconvene and talk that out. But will the Giants be searching for a new manager, or will they have backed their current manager, Bob Melvin? And when the Warriors come back from Monday, just so y'all know, that's called Media Day. That doesn't mean that it's like the media's running the ship. What that means is – is there is a one-stop shop availability of everything Warriors. So, for example, when you hear Jonathan Kuminga or Guy Santos or Steve Kerr say, "Hey, Dibs, your picks stink," stuff like that tends to happen on media day.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr.
No.
"Hey, Dibs, your picks stink."
Yeah, right? Like that, that tends to happen. You walk around media day with a microphone, and you're like, hey, Leandro Barbosa, say this into a microphone. And they'll do it. But for the team, from their perspective, they're trying to say hello. They're like, "This is what we're doing this year. Here's all the giveaways. Here's our new players. Get some pictures. Let's find out what number Al Horford is going to wear." All that kind of stuff. You don't want media day to happen while you are embroiled in the biggest offseason controversy the NBA has to offer. So, do the Warriors, and it was suggested by Tim Kawakami on our show yesterday, do the Warriors kind of start upping the ante a little bit come Sunday afternoon? Like, JK, we got to get this thing figured out. So our offer is on the table, but it'll lower starting tomorrow if you don't take it. And I don't know. I don't know. But there are many who think that the resolution is coming on or by Sunday.
And the resolution will not be televised. But
very good.
Thank you. We should have some idea by the time we get to Monday, because you're right. If the Warriors are doing the "Hi, this is Quinton Post," and they're doing all those different things, the last thing they want is, Trayce Jackson-Davis is doing his little thing. And a question, let's go to Mark in the back. Trayce, have you talked to Jonathan? Is Kuminga going to sign?
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do if he doesn't sign? Do you think it'll be a distraction? Like, the word distraction is going to be used a billion times. Nobody wants that.
That, and actually, there is a functional thing going on here, too. It's not just the, like, "Ooh, this is annoying." But, like, Al Horford and De'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry are not allowed. They can't be at Media Day if they haven't signed their contracts. And if they sign their contracts, then the number that Jonathan is able to make in year one goes down, in theory. So these things all work together. It's why all four of these free agent signings for the Warriors have not been announced yet and made official. So there is some cause and effect here. And I don't think the Warriors want to do media day and not introduce their new players. Like that would not be good. That would not be good for the Warriors.
It would be terrible. Yeah. And they want this done so that, and even if it gets done, he may not be at media day. You know, let's just
Jonathan? Yeah. Oh, sure, that's possible.
If it all gets done Sunday in some way, shape, or form, no matter how the deal is done, and he's still a Warrior, he may not be, all the way back here yet, and they can just say, "Well, he's still in transit. He's not going to be here today, but, he'll be here for practice," yeah, and blah, blah, blah.
And he may be super ticked off, too.
He may be. Yeah. And, I mean, I would almost bet a guarantee that he won't be at media day no matter what. Just say Grandy hits the sounder, whoosh, breaking news, and the deal is done, and it's a 2-year and a player option, and it's a done deal, and Kuminga's a Warrior and he gets $75 million. I still don't know if they would necessarily want him to be there and want this to be the big part of media day. I don't know. Maybe I'm putting too much into it.
I don't know. I will tell you, if it's 2 years and a player option, he'll be there because he'll be all smiles and bells on. And I can tell you, I think the Warriors would get criticized if they do that. They should not do that. I will criticize the Warriors if they do that.
Yeah.
They should not do that. I would not criticize the Warriors.
That's
a bad idea.
Only if they don't trade him. To me, the worst idea is he signs the qualifying offer and he plays for 7.9.
I hear you, but again, to me, the player option thing makes it a much, much less tradable contract. It's going to lower the value of the whole thing and what you can get in return. It is also a precedent they don't want to set with their other players. They don't do this.
That's what Tim Kawakami was saying yesterday, and he's right.
Very rare circumstances that they've given it out before. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green.
Yep.
Like,
Buddy Hield has one, but that came with his contract.
Right. He was already signed that with someone else.
I think that was the same thing with GP2. He had one last year. He opted in, but that came from Portland.
Exactly.
And Draymond had one, and he ripped up the option, and he wound up getting a new deal. Yep. So the Warriors don't want to be put in that spot.
All right, so Bob Myers called in to say hi to Steiny, and Steiny Gu asked him, hey, what do you think of these three things going into the weekend, and what's probably the lead on Monday? Bob Melvin stays or goes. Warriors media day, what's up with Kuminga? Or Niners Jags, somebody won that football game. Listen to Bob.
Well, you guys know what people are calling about. I'm fascinated by the level of attention Kuminga gets. He gets a ton of attention. And you guys got to explain that. I think he's obviously drafted him. There's a big unknown around Kuminga. That's probably why he gets so much attention. Yeah, look, football is the king, right? So you're going to get whatever happens with the 49ers on Sunday. People are going to want to talk about that. But the Kuminga thing, if I had to guess on how many calls you're going to get on each of them, I think you're going to get a lot of people weighing in on whatever Kuminga and the Warriors decide.
Wow,
I think it's
wow,
a pretty
Bob.
Hot topic.
I agree with him because unless something goes haywire, let's say Brock throws five picks and the Niners lose by 20, like there has to be some sort of discord, some controversy, something to sink teeth into. That's the reason why the Jonathan Kuminga thing has had such summer staying power, is there's disagreement. There's disagreement. There's a lot that goes into that. There's emotions. There's disagreement. There's controversy. There's happiness and there's anger. And that's what makes all of this go round. That's what the internet is.
Yeah.
So he's not wrong on that. But did you notice something else he said in there? Which is, I'm really surprised at how much attention this gets.
Yeah.
And I think that opinion is all over the NBA. And that opinion is based on the idea of like, okay, I get it. You've got a restricted free agent and you're the Warriors. It's a big brand. And there's some mystery around Jonathan. So, okay. But good Lord, this is a whole lot of you know what over a player who has not even established himself as a starter in this league. Like that, you don't find that anywhere. You will not find a comp to this in the NBA. This much talk about someone who isn't even a starter and has not ever been a star in this league, whether or not you think he will be, I don't think you can't argue what I just said there. He has not been a star in this league. Not yet.
No, and yet he is getting a lot of this attention. And you mentioned Quentin Grimes before, and just doing a quick search on the Quentin Grimes stuff.
How's it going?
It's a lot more quiet. Daryl Morey, I think we will get a resolution in the next few days. And so it's more a sense of, look, we want to get this resolved. And, you know, Quentin probably wants to be there and he wants a certain thing and we're not sure what we want to give him. This situation is a lot more volatile because it's pretty clear. And Jonathan Kuminga has never come out and said, I don't want to be here. But the sense from his camp, and we had his agent, Aaron Turner, on the station for an hour, and he made it pretty clear that there are certain things he wants, and it's obvious that the things that he wants aren't available here. And so if you do 1 + 1 = 2, you realize that he pretty much doesn't want to be here. Quentin Grimes last year was able to go out and cook. He averaged 22 a game. He put up 50. I think,
yes.
Was that on the Warriors?
No, I think it was a little less than that on the Warriors, but he had a big night.
Right, and he had many big nights. They were terrible. He was awesome, and so it's not a question of do we want him or does he want to be here. I think both of those are true, but in this one, there's so much more acrimony below the surface that's what makes this more compelling.
I'm glad you brought up the Aaron Turner appearance here on 95.7 The Game. That and other appearances around the league, Brian Windhorst's podcast and things like that. Bob Myers, who of course was an agent prior to running the Warriors as their GM, the guys asked him, hey, when you were an agent, would you have ever done something like that? Would you have gone that public and negotiated that hard in the media? As opposed to behind the scenes, here's his answer.
Did you ever go public with something like that? Or
I never
would
did that.
You?
Yeah, I okay. never did that. All but right. You know what, guys? The world is different now. It's a different world.
Mm.
It's a different... people, there's no private... everything's public. Everything's videotaped. Everything's filmed. Everything's social media. So I don't think anything... There's no boundaries anymore. I wouldn't have done it, but people weren't doing that 15 years ago. Right. But now, you know, agents are out there. People know who they are. People, they have a power. And it's just not me.
He's not wrong, but when you say, like, hey, agents are out there now, sure, they're out there more. you even notice when somebody, like, this is the stupidest thing that happens on the internet, which is like some player will sign, let's say somebody signs with the Denver Nuggets, and then there'll be a follow-up tweet from a Woj or a Ramona, or if it's in the NFL, a Schefter, there'll be a follow-up tweet and be like, well, the deal is worth $102 million and was negotiated by Bob Jablonski. And it's like nobody gives a rip except for the agent. And so the agent's like, here's the deal that we're going to strike. I'm going to give you the information, and you're going to give me a little pop on your Twitter feed that has 5.1 million followers or whatever. So that's the give and take. So yes, agents are more out there, but go ahead and give me the other agent who did this.
Well, not this in that form.
You ever seen an agent do what Aaron Turner did last week?
To go on multiple shows and podcasts and the rest of it? No. And
tell them, by the way, I'll stay for as long as you want me.
Pretty much. And it was only because he lost connection with his AirPods that he even left. I'm looking at the Quentin Grimes situation, and his agent, apparently David Bauman, had said to Hoops Hype that they were disappointed not to receive a formal offer until this week. And this is a story that posted today. You know what they offered Grimesy? Apparently they offered him 4 years and $39 million.
Oof.
That's about 9.5 average annual. Basically what the offer is, it's you play on the qualifying offer, 8.7, and then we're going to give you an 8% raise for the next 3 years. And Grimes thinks that he's more of a $20 to $25 million player. So those sides are even further apart, I think, than Kuminga and the Warriors. But to your point, I don't know if Michael Bauman went on Philly Radio WIP and went on to multiple platforms and on and on and on, and yet these two sides are way further apart than the Warriors and Kuminga. The Warriors and Kuminga are just one little box away. Player option, team option.
Yeah, it's a big box, though.
What's in the box?
It's it's
an option.
Some acrimony.
Totally,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, just putting it into some context, if the Warriors would have offered Kuminga 4 years and $39 million, I mean, my goodness.
Kuminga thinks he's almost worth $39 million per year.
Right. But, like you've said along,
that's my
issue. The Warriors have come up to 25 average.
And they're right. Like, again, I like that Grimes is like, I'm a $20 to $25 million player. Fine. So is Jonathan. I don't know why Jonathan thinks he's a $35 million player. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that. I don't know.
But that's what Jalen Green got.
So what?
And that's what Jalen Johnson got.
And he's not those guys.
Right. Even Giddey got, I think, 4 years and 100, which is 25 a year.
He's not that guy either.
He's not as good as Giddey. So. Anyway, I'm totally with you, but I just was thinking about, you know, as you said, is anyone else doing this? And I just saw this report where David Bauman didn't go on podcasts and radio and with Windhorst. You know, he just talked to somebody from Hoopsite.
I appreciate 650 on the text line, Boxer and Gerson Work Interview text line. I know another agent who did it. His name was Jerry Maguire.
Yep.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that was. Yep. Show me the money. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. This Sunday, be back at Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale. Kickoff show, food, drinks, games in the parking lot, the show at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal, the early games on all the TVs. And then if you're going to go to the Niner-Jags game, a free shuttle to and from the stadium if you want to hop on, go to 957thegame.com because you got to sign up. Click on the kickoff show graphic and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. So we hope to see you there, and those spots are going quickly, so make your plans now and get on over to our website and sign up. Okay, 888-957-9570, the number. Let's go back through and get to some of the Shanahan sound from earlier today. Brock Purdy is playing. He is the starter. Mac Jones is questionable as the backup, but furthermore, we are exactly 21 minutes away from money. Money dibs. If you like money, you need to be here at 4:48. That is when we launch into the two picks for Dan Dibley, who is 13-2 this year. That's a big number. That's a big number. So that's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you do? It's everywhere. People are calling. What are you talking about? Oh, that. Was it good? She said, oh, it was good.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Herm Edwards talking about it doesn't matter what. One of those human beings where I could listen to that guy.
Yep.
Read Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
Little engine that could.
He was telling his wife about the rant, and she said,
you play to win the game.
That rant. She's like, what did you do? Was it good? That's my favorite.
What did you do? It's everywhere. People are calling.
Yep.
I give him a 4 for his Mrs. Edwards.
Was it good? Yeah, it was. Huh?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, it was
good. Oh, it was good. Great.
You know what else was good was something Robert Sala brought up in his media availability today that then ended up in Liam Cohen's media availability. Liam Cohen is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll let you hear that in just a second. Dibs' pick is 14 minutes away.
I'm excited.
I'm nervous for you.
The picks are in. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just not nervous.
I know you're not, and you weren't yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll be nervous for you.
Good.
There's a lot of
And you can try to pick the pick. Yesterday you picked incorrectly.
Yeah. I'll pick the pick.
There's two games. You've got Jacksonville getting three and a half, right?
Yep.
At the Niners.
Or actually, I think it's just three. Is it three or three and a half right now at this hour?
And Green Bay is minus 6.5
six and a
at
half,
Dallas.
I think, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, maybe the Niner game did go to 3.5 in some books. What do you got it at right now, Grandy?
Yeah.
And Green Bay, I've got at, 6.5.
Okay.
I have Niners by 3.5 and Packers by 6.5.
Okay.
I'll check in 15 minutes.
I picked the picks.
Okay.
I've got it.
Since
got
you started picking the picks, you're 0-1. And I'm 1-0. So we'll see how this goes. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, the pick thing does not matter for anyone because no one can make any money on that.
But if you pick my pick, you get the win. We don't even have to see how it plays out.
Oh, well, understand, this is not me, like, I am not picking against you.
No, you're picking what you think I'm going to pick. Yes.
Right, which I don't think I don't think you can actually gamble on that in the real world.
You can't, but like, it's fascinating.
I can't go to FanDuel or DraftKings right now and be like, where can I bet on what Dibs is going to bet on?
In order for that to become a thing, Dibs is going to have to be 1,002.
Which is allowed.
It's on the table. Another 987 in a row.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How many years would that take?
A bunch. Lord knows I'll still be working.
But we got Kyle Shanahan as well. So here's the, is Brock starting?
Injuries for the game. We got Jordan Watkins out, CJ West out, Renardo Green questionable, Juwan Jennings questionable, Mac Jones questionable, Connor Colby questionable, Ricky Purcell questionable. Go ahead.
That means that Brock will start.
Yes.
Brock will start. Okay. How did Purdy look this week versus last week?
It looked good. Got to do a lot more than last week, and each day got a lot better.
Okay. How the hell are you winning games with all these people out?
We've had a lot of guys battle. I mean, nothing's gone perfect in any of the three games. There has been a lot of good, but guys have just never wavered. All those games could have gone either way. They found a way to get it done, and I think that we've got a resilient group, and you got to be even more resilient as we lose a couple more people. But I know we got those type of guys, and hopefully we can just keep getting better throughout practice and better through these experiences and games.
Now, Kyle Shanahan also reacted to this Robert Sala, Liam Cohen thing. So let's take you through it. This started yesterday. That's when Sala had his media availability. Listen to what he says about the Jaguars and what they call legal sign stealing.
Jacksonville, this is a very young, but it's a very talented group. You know, Liam and his staff, a couple of guys coming from Minnesota, you know, they've got a really advanced signal stealing type system where they always find a way to put themselves in an advantageous situation. They do a great job with it. They formation you to try to just try to find any nugget they can. So we've got to be great with our signals, and we got to be great with our communication and combat some of the tells that we might give on the field. So they're almost elite in that regard. That whole entire tree, from Sean to Kevin O'Connell to all those guys, they all do it. So there's challenges. They're going to catch us in some situations where they have the advantage, and we just got to play good, sound, fundamental football and do our best to execute them.
Okay, so he made it sound very blasé, but people were like, oh?
Right. Very good at legal scene stealing, right. Signal stealing.
Right, so then they asked him more about it. Who are they stealing signs from?
Robert, stupid question, but who are they stealing the signals from?
That's the ultimate trick, you know, whether it's people from the sideline or whether it's our individual hand signals, whatever nugget they can find, they're going to... They catch it, and they always happen to find themselves in good situations based on the coverage you showed. And there's nothing illegal about it, and I'm not suggesting that. It's just you can tell that they've got a can system that's getting them into a very advantageous position multiple times during the course of a game.
Okay, Liam Cohen reacted to this, but before we do that, how does this all grab you?
It doesn't stun me. The only surprising part is that he verbalized it, and he put it out there, and you're always... big on the why. And mm-hmm. So you've got me thinking about that. Like, why would Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, go out and do all these media things? There's a reason. Why would Robert Saleh, in his weekly press avail, come out and talk about this? Is he trying to get them in trouble with the league? No, because it's not illegal.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to let Jacksonville know that they know.
We see you. Yes.
We see you. We see that you see us. So when you are trying to see us, now that you're going to see us, we know that you see us. So when you see us, you should know that we know that you're going to see us. So now when you see us, we're going to be doing the opposite. Like, and Lowe always talked about this, like, you know, on the audibles, Louie, Ricky. Like, Louie would be left and Ricky would be, we're going right. And, you know, the protections and all the rest of it. So now maybe Louie is right and Ricky is left, you know. Now Jacksonville's going to have to think, they know that we're stealing.
They know that
we
know.
Are they intentionally flipping it? So it's kind of like, and I love my wife so much, but we play rock, paper, scissors sometimes when it's like back when we were changing diapers. And I'm about, it's like Fade the Dibber. I think I'm 13-2.
Oh, crap.
Because, you know, I change one, she changes one, and she'll say, will you do it? And I'll say, let's shake for it. And so it's 1, 2, 3, boom. And I know where she's going. And she's so predictable, and I love her. And then she'll try to switch it up, but I know she's going to switch it up, so I switch it up. So this is kind of what this is, you know what I mean? Like, 1, 2, 3, shoot. And I go rock, knowing that she's going to try to cut me with them scissors. And then next time, she'll know that I went with the rock, so she'll go paper, and I'll know that she's going paper, so I'm going scissors. That's kind of what this is.
It is the oldest rock, paper, scissors trick in the book, is that when you both tie... you both put out a scissors.
Yep.
That simpleton, because I'm doing this usually with an 11-year-old, that 11-year-old's like, ooh, he's going scissors. I'm going to hit him with a rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit him with a rock next time. And you're like, I know that you're going to hit me with a rock. You're 11.
I'm about to cover you.
Paper.
Night. I'm going to play that two-cover, that two-shell cover.
Get in the shower.
Yeah, totally.
Get in the shower.
That's kind of what this is, I think.
Okay.
He's telling Jacksonville.
I agree with you, yes.
Jacksonville, we're going with scissors.
Yeah, there's some mental gymnastics going on here.
Right.
Like, oh, you think you're smart? We see you.
Right.
You think you see us? We see you seeing us.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're going to go scissors. Do you believe us?
So this ends up at Liam Cohen's press conference. Hey, Robert Saleh says that they can see you, Liam. Stealing those signs. Listen to this.
Robert Saleh made some comments about legal sign stealing. Is there any thoughts to that? I mean,
yeah, I'm not going to speak on that fully right now. You know, have a huge game for us coming up this weekend. Got a great defense that we've got to go and attack, and that's where our whole mindset and mentality is right now.
Were you surprised he went there?
Yeah, again, we're really trying to focus on a darn good defense that we have to go and try to go attack and offensively get better about us getting better, putting it together for four quarters and trying to create some explosives in the pass game, some of those things that we're, you know, trying to get better at as an offense. And so that's where the focus is right now.
Wow. So, I mean, a complete non-answer of the situation by Liam Cohen. So then the media keeps trying to maneuver through this. I didn't know the Jacksonville media hit this hard, but they're coming at him. They're like, okay, Liam, you're not going to get into specifics. How about this? Is trying to learn your opponent's tells, is that just a normal part of the game day coaching operation?
Isn't that part of coaching, is trying to figure out whatever tell your opponent has?
Yeah, I mean, we have kind of typically, by formation, by game plan, by working really hard as a coaching staff throughout the week, trying to get indicators by your formation, motion, shift, pre-snap. Those are the things that you're trying to do as a coach if you're, you know, trying to put your players in the best position to be successful, whether it's attacking man or zone coverage with your formations, motions, and concepts. So it's a lot of hard work that goes into game planning and trying to put your players in the best position to be successful.
Yeah, so it starts with just a yes, but then we just fall right back into coach speak. Like, you know, we try to play good offense, try to play good defense, try to play good special teams. We're going to try to play well in all three phases and get better and figure out a really good team on the other side.
Right. That's the way that goes.
Thanks, Liam. Duval.
And along the way, if we can, I don't know in advance what they're doing and figure out what their audibles are or all their signals, well, yeah, that's part of it too. And that's, you know, one of the three phases, to be honest. And I always think about that Buccaneer Raider Super Bowl where John Gruden goes to Tampa and he tells his team, like, this is what we used to do. And then the Raiders do those things. Like, they don't change any of their calls and any of their jargon. Like, is that stealing?
Yeah, and then they just picked off Rich Gannon, what, five times?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so then this ends up with Shanahan. Hey, Kyle and stuff. You hear about this whole Robert Saleh, Liam Cohen thing and legal sign stealing?
Yeah, I think it's very common. I think he was trying to give him a compliment. I think when the word sign stealing is used in a long compliment, that can sometimes go the wrong way. But I think he was just really good. They're good at what they do. Everyone tries to do that to a degree, so they're good at it. And I think he's more just letting them know that we know.
How good are you at it?
Yeah.
We don't need to do that. We truly believe in being fair in every aspect.
Okay.
Nice, Kyle.
I would like to say this. Sign stealing on the field, I think, is completely fair. I think it's weird that in baseball, if you have a runner at second base and he's trying to tell that hitter at home plate, like, look, if you got a trash can in the freaking clubhouse, that's different. But if there's a runner at second base and that runner is over there going, hey, Billy, here comes a fastball. Like, if you're doing that, duh. That's the game. The game is to try to get any advantage on your opponent while you're there on the field. The stuff that goes into the clubhouse, you earlier brought up, obviously, like if Belichick's bringing cameras to Wednesday practice,
right,
we're talking about something completely different. But outside of that, I almost find this whole conversation a little bit odd. Of course, everybody who's on a field at any moment is trying to figure out everything at all times and gain any advantage.
Right.
There's no issue there.
It just depends on how you perceive it, because I was thinking about the NBA and different things like flopping, for one.
Right.
Flopping is, in essence, you trying to intentionally dupe the officials into believing something that actually didn't happen. And it's a lot like pitch framing. We don't talk about Patrick Bailey as a cheater.
Great point.
Like, is he cheating? Kind of.
No.
He's catching the ball outside the strike zone and intentionally moving the glove in the strike zone. And offensive tackles who have that quick jump back right when the ball is about to be snapped. And, you know, is it a false start? Well, maybe. Are you going to call it every play? It's like holding. These guys hold on every play. That's cheating.
How about trapping a ball and you know you trapped the ball, but you get up and show the ball to the ref like, I caught that?
Yep.
I mean, how far does this go?
So many examples.
The only time where this doesn't happen in sports is those Latter-day Saints commercials. That's the only... It is.
It was off me, ref.
Ray, ref, please give it to the other team. That was not... Like,
thank you.
That's the only time in sports where it happens. Outside of that, everyone's trying to get an edge.
Right, and that's where this is. And I'm with you to the extent of, yeah, if it's on the field, go ahead. And, you know, if you are able to tap into their frequency and now you can eavesdrop on maybe the coach and the quarterback communication, which I don't know if you have that ability, but you might try to hack into the RF frequency because, you know, at these games, there are like 15 or 16 or 20 different channels. You've got the sideline reporter. They've got a channel. Everyone's got a channel of communication. So you can maybe tap into that and learn.
Did you just say eavesdrop?
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of listeners are doing right now.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah, they would like to eavesdrop on your picks.
Are you
ready to make some picks?
I'm ready. The picks are in.
Let's do the picks. All right, into the weekend we go. That means we get to double our pleasure, and Dan Dibley is still hot, not just hot, blazing hot, absolutely hotter than the sun, on a run like the sun. Here we go. We're going to start with Sunday night football. And this time, it is the Micah Parsons Bowl. Green Bay in Dallas. Green Bay coming off a frustrating loss. Dallas just, as always, coming off a loss. They also lost Micah Parsons. He'll be back in the building this time. He'll be wearing green and yellow. The Green Bay Packers are road favorites. 6.5 is the number. Dibs.
Well, Kelly Rowland, famously of the Destiny's Child supergroup, shout out Beyonce.
Yep.
She had a song, her big hit as a single, which was called Motivation. And so I look at this game.
You know what that is.
And it's a motivation sensation, is undoubtedly what that would be. And I think about the motivation in this one, and it's going to be a lot of it from Micah Parsons going back to take on Dallas and to show Jera and show all the Cowboys exactly what they're going to miss. Additionally, the Cowboys are coming back home after another dud in Chicago. Green Bay also highly motivated by the fact that they laid an egg in a game that they should have won against a good defense, but Jordan Love was terrible. They were patently bad across the board. The number of 6.5 plays right into the reality that a lot of these games are one-score games, I think that this one won't be a one-score game. I see a motivated Green Bay going into a Dallas situation where the Cowboys, they're not tanking. They're just bad. They're bad. Their defense stinks. I think that this is a Packers boondoggle. We're going to take the road team and lay the 6.5.
Woo! Okay. All right. Packers -6.5, and go ahead and pay me. I bet the +900 that boondoggle would come up this segment. So very exciting.
Huge,
about that. Yeah, that
cash
was big.
Me out one time.
There you go. All right. So that's pick number one, Green Bay -6.5. I ain't fading that. I ain't fading that. I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
Tough to pick the Cowboys, yeah.
I'm not fading that. But here comes the emotional one. This is the one that's difficult because a lot of our hearts are involved. But the Jacksonville Jaguars will visit Levi's Stadium coming up this weekend. And the 49ers are not just favored, but they are favored by more than a field goal. It has gone from 3 up to 3.5, more than just the stock 3 for being at home. Brock Purdy is back. That might have factored into why the numbers got a little extra juice to it. Let's find out if it got Dan Dibley's attention. The Niners, -3.5. Dips?
Got my attention for sure. And Brock is back, and he won't be 100%, but who is this time of year, as we always say. Couple of puzzling starts because Jacksonville at 2-1, they lost to the Bengals, who lost Joe Burrow in that game. Their defense has been mostly really good. And then I watched the Houston game back again with the Jaguars, and they tried to lose that game a number of different times, but Houston's offense is just absolutely terrible. C.J. Stroud is in a bad way. I don't know what to make of Jacksonville, and the Niners, equally puzzling. 3-0, but by the hair on their chinny-chin-chin, they've got injuries, and I worry about the Niners against a good Jaguars defense, and now the Niners don't have Nick Bosa. So I thought about this. I went back and forth.
Oh boy.
And I eventually thought, you know what? When you look at it, and it's not only about Trevor Lawrence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it more than most, but I look at 3.5 and I say, you know what? I can't not take Jacksonville in the 3.5. So that's what I'm doing. I'm taking the Jaguars in 3.5. Goosh.
Hey! Hey!
All right. Now, Lucas and Grandy are clapping. They're fading you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like to abstain from going with you or against you on Niner games because I just don't like betting Niner games. I don't like betting Niner games. I don't want to be out here ticked off if the Niners win by 3. I don't want to do that. I want to be happy if the Niners win by 3. I want to be happy for you if the Niners win by 3.
Yeah, yeah.
I also want to be happy for me right now.
Oh.
YouTube.
Show it.
Eat it. What does that say? What does that say?
Jackson the points. Green Bay laying the points.
I picked the picks.
It's a nice bounce back for you.
I picked the picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Green Bay one was a layup. And
I mean,
Jacksonville.
I think Green Bay is the pick of the week.
Yeah.
On the whole NFL board, I think that's the pick of the week.
My most confident pick is Buffalo minus 16.5.
Oh, that's just too many.
I got burned last time.
Yeah, I know. That's just, it's so many points. It's like basically telling the Saints they don't even play in the NFL, which I don't know if they do. But like, good Lord, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, it is. Whew. It is. And, you know, Niners win 20-17, and I cover. There you have it.
I mean,
that would be a classic Dibber 2025 result.
Granny and Lucas, you think the Niners are winning by 4 or more?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Because Dib said otherwise.
Yeah. I've been wrong a lot lately.
Brock is back. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Fading the Dibbers.
It's dangerous.
DeMarcus Robinson getting a touchdown.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, I tell you what. I got an idea. Why don't we go out to the guy that literally helps set the damn lines? Okay? He's with DraftKings for years. He ran the Wynn sports book in Las Vegas. He's one of them dudes. He's the paisan. That's John Avello with DraftKings. And he is going to join us coming up next. And let's find out if he'll fade the Dibber. I mean, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. John Avello next on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.